Aloha mai, o Kainani ko'u inoa, and welcome to Papa Olelo Hawaii Makahiki e Kahi, Beginning Hawaiian Lessons. This podcast will feature lessons from the text of Nā Kai e Walu, Mokuna e Walu, Chapter 8. E ho'omaka kākou, let's begin. We'll be continuing to discuss more i'o he nua in this podcast. The i'o he nua may be preceded by either i or ma when referring to an action occurring at a single location. E ho'opili mai. Ke kū nei lāua maluna o ka hale. They are standing on top of the house. Ke kū nei lāua I luna o ka hale. They are standing on top of the house. As you already know, using I rather than ya indicates a henua, or location, rather than a lauka. E ho'opili mai. Ua ike au I luna o ka hale. I saw it on top of the house. Please note that it is not specified in the Hawaiian, but is implied. Ua holoi au I loko o ka umeke. I washed it inside the calabash. Again, note that it is not specified in the Hawaiian, but is implied. Note the different meanings in the pairs of the following sentences. E ho'opili mai. Ua holola kou I uka. They traveled in the direction of uka. Ua holola kou ma uka. They traveled throughout the uka area, rather than towards it. Ualele na manu I luna. The birds flew up from the ground. Ualele na manu ma luna. The birds flew overhead and maintained their elevation. Ua kū oia I luna. He stood up from sitting down. Ua kū oia ma luna. He stood upon something. However, when an action necessitates movement to, toward, or in the direction of any o he nua, the ami'i is preferred. E ho'opili mai. Ua hele oia I kai. He went in the direction of the kai. Ua noho oia I lalo. He sat down from standing up. Now it's your turn. I'll say the English and you translate in Hawaiian. The turtle dove down toward the bottom. Ai, ua lu'u kahonu I lalo. The tree grew upwards. Ai, ua ulu ke kumula au I luna. Mai ka ino. In referring to time, mamua before and mahope after are preferred over imua and ihope. E ho'opili mai. Mamua o ka pā ina. Before the party, not I mua o ka pā ina. Mahope o ka hola e ono. After 6 o'clock, not I hope o ka hola e ono. When an i'o he nua is marked as a lauka, note how the word the is frequently added to the English translation. E ho'opili mai. Ua holoi oia, ia loko ka umeke. He cleaned the inside of the calabash. Ua holoi oia ia aluna o ke pā kaukau. He cleaned the top of the table. Ua ike au ia hope o kou hale. I saw the back of your house. Now it's your turn. I'll say the English and you translate into Hawaiian. I ate the inside of the liliko'i. Ai, ua ai au ia loko o ka liliko'i. They too stripped the outside of the maile. Ai, ua u'u laua ia waho o ka maile. Mai ka ino. Do not let this usage of the in English lead you to misuse ka or ke, which is the with the i'o ahenua. Ka and ke precede meme'a and not i'o ahenua. Compare the following sentences. E ho'opili mai. Ua ike au i ka luna o ka hale. I saw the boss of the house. Ua ike au ia aluna o ka hale. I saw the top of the house. The uka and kai orientation of Hawaiian culture is still very much part of contemporary life in Hawaii. People often use the terms mauka and makai while speaking in English, although uka may be translated as up or above, and kai as down or below. Do not confuse uka with luna and kai with lalo. Uka and kai areas lie on a slope, and luna lalo areas from sky to ground. Note the following differences. E ho'opili mai. Noho oia ma uka o'u. He lives above me in another house. Noho oia ma luna o'u. He lives above me, in an apartment. Aia he kahawai ma kai o ka hale o maua. The stream is below our house, downhill. Aia ke kahawai ma lalo o ka hale o maua. The stream is below our house, underground. In Hawaiian thinking, we ride maluna o, or on top of a car, airplane, canoe, boat, etc., and not in them as expressed in English. Similarly, we sleep maluna o, or on top of a bed and not in it. And we are a maloko o inside of our clothes. They are not on us. Note the following sentences containing i'o ahenua. E ho'opili mai. Aia o kimo ma lalo o ke kumula au. Kimo is under the tree. Ua hele o ia mamua. He went before. Ua ike oe i ka mokupuni ma o aku o ni ihau. Did you see the island beyond Ni'ihau? Now it's your turn. I'll say the English and you translate in Hawaiian. I like the flowers from on top of that tree. Ai, makemake au I ngā pua o luna o ke la kumula au. Outside of the house is hot. It's hot outside the house. Ai, vela o waho o ka hale. Mai ka ino. Now you will translate a variety of sentences containing i'o ahenua. Be sure to choose the right ami for each situation. The inside of the guava is delicious. Ai. Ono o loko o ke kuava. What is that on top of you? One person. Ai. He ake na maluna o. The boys are going to bathe in the water. Ai. E au au ana nā keiki kāne I loko o kawai. I washed the top of the car. Ai, ua holoi au ia luna o ke kaa. Mai ka ino. Picking maile. Although picking maile is a privilege that few can exercise now due to the growth in Hawaii's population and dwindling forests, use of these forests is a traditional right of the Hawaiian people, reserved from the time of the Mahele Aina of 1846. This Mahele Aina adopted most features of the European system of fee simple land ownership, but also reserved for the people the right to gather useful wild plants on private and government property. Although the Hawaiian people have the legal right to gather such plants, in Hawaiian tradition, the plants belong to the forest and forest akua, such as laka. Maile is actually traditionally seen as a kinolau or physical form of laka. To simply take maile or anything else in the forest without first asking the akua is considered improper. A simple spoken request is fine, but those from some halau hula present their requests more formally through meleoli. It is improper and disrespectful to hana ino or mistreat anything in nature, from plants to fish. One major form of hana ino is wasting, either by taking more than needed or by disturbing the natural order of a place. This is why Keola in our papa olelo is careful that kaleo does not hana ino the maile in koke'e. Ka papa olelo. Maloko o kaulula au. Let's listen to a dialogue between Keola and Kaleo, in which they are discussing picking maile. First, listen to the entire introduction and dialogue. Aia o Keola ma, maloko o kaulula au ma koke e kawai. Ke uu nei la aua I ka maile. He la au hihi ka maile a he mea a ala. Nani kalei maile. Maikai ko kawai maile no kamea, liili I nā lau. Ua anuhuhu o Keola, ya kaleo no kamea, ke huki nei oia I ka maile o.
E kaleo, mai hana ino oi ka maile. E uu oi I nā mea o pio pio valino, a oli I nā mea o.
E kala mai, pehea ke ia maile ma ane I, hiki no.
Ai, mai ka ike nā mauka au kokoki ka hāpu unui. Ua ike oi?
Ai, aia ke kahi mau mea ano mai ka I ma anei. E hele mai oe e hana ma ke ia au au.
You can locate a copy of this dialogue in your textbook Nā Kai e Walu. Now it is your turn to participate in the conversation. First, you will hear Keola's part and then you will speak Kaleo's part.
E kaleo, mai hana ino oi ka maile. E uu oi I nā mea o pio pio valino, a oli I nā mea o. Ai, mai ka ike nā mauka au kokoki ka hāpu unui. Wa ike oi?
Now you will hear Kaleo's part and speak the part of Keola. Begin now.
E kala mai, pehea ke ia maile ma ane I, hiki no. Ae, aia ke kahi mau mea ano mai ka ima anei. E hele mai oe, e hana ma keia au au. Mahalo nui loa, mai ka I kahana. The olelo no I au of this mokuna is, he lani I luna, he honua I lalo. Heaven above, earth beneath. This olelo no I au is said of a person who owns his own property, or of one who is sure of his security. The sky above him and the earth beneath his feet are his. O vau o kainani, mahalo nui loa ahui hou no aloha.